Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 5. This is letter number 1265. Baruch Hashem. This is dated on the third day of Kislev Tavshin Yud Beis. This is 1952. Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. Actually, I'm not really sure. This is the change of the year between, the Jewish year. This may be the end of 51, right before. I'm not sure exactly where. So it was around Hanukkah time. That's when the season changes, so I'm not sure exactly. I keep on saying 52, but it's not necessarily. It could be the end of 51, in December of 51, or the, because it changes around that time. So the Rebbe writes, Shalom Ubracha, peace and blessings. So the Rebbe says, I received your letter in what you were asking me advice about dreams that are causing distress to your wife. She was dreaming, I guess, dreams, and it was causing her distress. So the Rebbe says, number one, the Rebbe says, you should check the mezuzahs in your apartment, in the place where you live. And the Rebbe says, also, thank you. The Rebbe says also to ask your wife, may she live, if she didn't... if she perhaps offended somebody, either a man or a woman, whether she offended during those days. I'm not sure what the Rebbe means about those days. I don't know the letter over there, but the Rebbe says maybe sometimes the dreams come because of that. If there was some sort of an offense in the honor of the above, then in front of three people, she should just ask forgiveness, which means that she should say that if I have touched the honor of any Jewish man or woman accidentally or intentionally, I am regretting it with a complete heart, and I ask forgiveness. And the Rebbe says, I think that I already told you that before lighting of the candles on Friday and Erev Yontev, Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontev, she give to Tzedakah Rabbi Meir Bal Hanes as much as she's able to. And she should not make this heavy on herself. I am sure that all the above will lighten up, will cause it to lift up from her, and slowly, slowly, all the dreams will leave. It is also fitting that before going to sleep, and before reciting the Shema that you recite before going to bed, she should read a few lines in the memoirs of my father-in-law, the Rebbe. The Rebbe is, there's the book of the memoirs of the previous Rebbe, whether in Yiddish or in English, whatever is easier for her, with blessings for livelihood in a relaxed and a peaceful way. Now, again, I'm not seeing, but from the answer of the Rebbe, it seems like there were certain things that were maybe bothering, some baggage that she had from the past, and there was something on her heart, and maybe they felt that that caused them the dreams, and she was dreaming about it, and the Rebbe is advising her how to let go or how to help her, overcome this. But exactly, it's hard to say. But we've also learned, like sometimes in another letter, people didn't have any children; they were asking the Rebbe. And the Rebbe said that maybe sometimes, if you date somebody and there's a, maybe you drop sometimes and the person is offended by it, that can cause bad feelings. So one should always try to make sure that nobody has bad feelings about them, to do whatever they can. And because sometimes that actually, it's harmful for the person as opposed to.